Listener's discretion is advised. Evening to all of the parties who are listening here tonight. Now, as you know, this is the final part of our 2021 year in review, aka the second episode in the year 2022, where we go back to what happened in the year 2021, including Bill Cosby. Yes, Bill Cosby has been set free to roam around the world again after being in jail for how many years now? After that allegations? Oh well, let's take a look at that news.
I'm gonna shoot you straight. I've got good news and I've got bad news. The bad news is I lied about the good news. And both bads combined to be the worst news. Bill Cosby has been released from prison after his sexual assault conviction was overturned. Yeah, I agree with you. Or to put that another way, me too. Now, no idea. Got no idea what's next for Cosby. My guess, he's going to join Bill O'Reilly and the former president on tour. Now, I want to be clear, this is not an exoneration. Cosby is getting off on a technicality. The ruling stems from a 2005 agreement Cosby struck with the then prosecutor Bruce Castor, who declined to prosecute Cosby in exchange for his testimony during a civil trial. Now, if the name Bruce Castor rings a bell, it's because he's the same paragon of legal ethics who went on to represent the former president during his second Senate impeachment trial. His business card just says, Bruce Castor, actual devil's advocate.
You know, if you thought that was bad, then wait till you hear about Sha'Carri Richardson, who was a phenomenal tracks and field star, and everything was taken away from her because of the marijuana situation. Here's the news about that.
So the Olympics are about 2 weeks away. Yesterday we learned that America's fastest woman, Sha'Carri Richardson, will not compete in the games. Sha'Carri was suspended because she tested positive for marijuana, which is considered a performance-enhancing drug by the dopes at the World Anti-Doping Agency. I mean, come on, that makes no sense. Marijuana doesn't enhance your performance at all, unless that performance is taking down a bag of Tostitos. I think we're looking at this the wrong way. Sha'Carri Richardson won't miss the Olympics. The Olympics will miss Sha'Carri Richardson. I mean, why are they even doing the Olympics? Nobody in Japan wants them. Tokyo declared a COVID state of emergency today. They may not even have any fans in the stands. The whole thing is a mess. I say we postpone the Olympics until Sha'Carri gummies runs out. She runs out of gummies, then go. Who's with me?
Well, I just hope Sha'Carri Richardson will be able to have a chance to compete in the Paris 2024 Summer Olympics. She is going to be a star. She will be a star. She's going to be the greatest superstar in this decade, in the year, in the 2020s. That's what I mean. Now, 2021 is also the year of people going to space. Yes. No, not the other people. I'm not talking about Space Force. It's the billionaires that are going to space. Like, Jeff Bezos and Richard Branson. Yes, these are the two people that I know that went to space, including some other people. And why don't we go check those stories out?
Let's get to some news. Well, guys, everyone is talking about this. Yesterday, billionaire Richard Branson went to space on one of his Virgin Galactic rockets. Branson's trip to space only lasted about 4 minutes, which is honestly pretty good for a virgin. And that's right. Virgin Galactic made history by launching the first goatee into space. You know, these are crazy times when it's safer flying to space than going on a carnival cruise, don't you think? Yeah, Branson went with two pilots and three of his employees. So if you think it's awkward riding an elevator with your boss, try going to space. That's right, the flight went more than 50 miles high to the edge of space. Southwest heard and was like, big deal, we did that last week when one of our pilots fell asleep.
And look to your left, you can see the curvature of the Earth.
Actually, I got a little choked up watching Branson's flight. It always warms my heart to see billionaires achieve their dreams. But he bought a planet. He bought a planet. He always wanted to buy one. He bought one, bought a planet. But I was happy for him, though. Normally, when a billionaire flies away faster than the speed of sound, it's because they just got linked to Jeffrey Epstein. So, you know.
Wow.
Isn't live comedy fun? Isn't it great? Come on. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I love. I love you guys. It was a pretty cool moment. I was a little surprised by that one part, though. Did you see this? Watch this.
3, 2, 1, release, release, release. Ignition. Good rocket motor burn. Everything's looking really good and stable.
Just a little. Come on. You don't need to do that.
No need.
That's right. Branson beat Jeff Bezos to space. That's why Branson got home and found a little flaming Amazon package on his front porch.
Who would do something like that?
Hey, just so you guys know, while you were cheering, three more billionaires launched themselves into space. So isn't that... Yeah, it was an exciting day, because just after 9 o'clock this morning, Jeff Bezos flew to space aboard Blue Origin's New Shepard rocket. If you didn't see the launch, here it is.
Go, Jeff, go, Mark, go, Wally, go, Oliver, you are going to space.
Yeah. First Branson, now Bezos. Tomorrow Warren Buffett is going to try to get up there with balloons like the old guy from Up. That's right, Bezos was launched into space, which is the natural career progression for anyone who starts an online bookstore. Before his trip to space, Bezos said, I'm just really excited to figure out how it's going to change me. Well, here he is before the flight. And this is real. Here he is after he landed.
That's not real.
I guess space turns you into Kenny Chesney. Yeah. I don't know what's... That's right. Bezos actually wore a cowboy hat for today's flight. Can we see it again? You know you're rich when you put that on and everyone who works for you goes, oh, it looks great. Yeah. You're a man of the people, just going to space. Let me see it again one more. He looks like a mashup between Buzz Lightyear and Woody. Yeah, you got the spacesuit and the cowboy hat together by searching for the midlife crisis bundle. Is the soul patch too much? But Bezos wasn't alone. He was joined by three other people in the capsule. Here's everyone together. Yep. The first space crew to get their portrait done at Walmart. They look like they're about to do the 2:45 show at the main pool at SeaWorld. Can I see it again? Let me see it. Hey. It looks like a portrait of Mr. Clean's family. The crew included 82-year-old pilot Wally Funk, who became the oldest astronaut in history. And at one point, you could sort of tell. Listen, this is real.
Let's get things started with a comm check. Astronaut Oliver, how do you read?
Crew control, Astronaut Oliver, loud and clear.
Astronaut Bezos.
Crew control, Bezos, I read you loud and clear.
Astronaut Wally, how do you read me?
Wally, push the button and answer. Push the button and tell you can hear good.
And she almost pushed the launch button. Like, no, Wally, no, don't. I feel like every Zoom with grandma. It's like, just push on mute. No, that's your camera. Don't you just call grandma. Well, a lot of people were talking about the shape of the rocket. Can we see a photo of it? It kind of looks like, why would you design it like that? Anyway, let's just put 30 seconds on the clock and see how many jokes we can do here. You want to get in on this streak?
Oh, you know it.
All right, here we go. It's the only rocket that shrinks in the cold.
They designed it at the Johnson Space Center.
It looks like R2-D2 took some Viagra.
They don't keep it in a hangar. They keep it in the top drawer of a bedside table.
Right after the launch, the rocket goes into sleep mode.
I'm surprised news channels didn't have to blur that.
Next up, the ozone.
It's not that hard to get to space.
Well, it took a long time to erect it.
Guys,
looks like someone undid their asteroid belt.
I got one. It looks like male genitalia.
All right, changing gears.
And don't forget some notable people who went to space, like former star of Star Trek, William Shatner, who plays James T. Kirk in the original series of Star Trek, and of course, NFL Pro Football Hall of Famer Michael Strahan. Yeah, don't forget about them too. Now, who else is gonna go to space? Like, is there any more people who wanna go to space? I do, but it cost a lot of money, as Mr. Krabs would say. No. Mr. Krabs would say this. It cost money! Yeah. Now, in the year 2021 is full of craziness and putting some uncensored, unnecessary bleeps throughout the world. And, of course, Jimmy Kimmel is very good at that, so he put on the compilation throughout the 2021, as he normally calls it, the This Week in Unnecessary Censorship, but it's about the year 2021, so here it is, all of this stuff that are unnecessarily bleeped, called This Year in Unnecessary Censorship.
In that chorus of voices across languages and continents, we hear a common cry. A cry for dick. Simple dick.
Turn to the person next to you and give them a hug. Someone you don't know. Go somebody. Go ahead and spread it out. Ass spreader. It's a ass spreader event.
It's so beautiful.
Beautiful, yes, beautiful in its way, but
no, I mean your.
Oh my.
It's just amazing.
I know that they're different tastes, and I also know that you have hard soft. I don't know if that makes a big difference in whether, you know, the feels differently in your mouth. Maybe we don't want to go down this rabbit hole, Michaela.
My old SpongeBob t-shirt was covered in stains.
I can tell you myself that I've five, and I arrived Monday morning, and so I've already had to pick up my five times.
Take me to dinner before you go.
Anybody got a pack of smokes?
I'm thankful for trees that grow up high. I'm thankful for the birds way up in the sky.
I'm thankful for
Catherine, some good tips there. Thanks.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, for more information on Catherine and her tips, you can go to her website.
So let me ask you, Mr. Anzalone, show me your car.
All right. Well, that is some unnecessary shit they put out there. I will tell you this here and now, that they're going to put a lot more come the year 2022, and Jimmy Kimmel is going to put a lot of it. I guarantee you, his crew is going to do all his dirty work. Now, after the brief ad, we're going to get to that monologue from the host of The Late Show on CBS after the events of the January 6th riot in the year 2021. Now, you better pay attention to it, so do not miss it. Stay tuned.
Joe Biden has been president for 100 days, and so far he's only proposed family care, passed a $1.9 trillion relief plan, introduced a major infrastructure overhaul, and vaccinated almost half of the population. But where's the cat, Joe?
A scandal of betrayal.
Is the cat in Major's stomach? Or is it hot glued to Ted Cruz's face? Or was it all a lie?
Where is the cat? I don't have any update on the cat.
No update, Joe?
Excuse me.
What's the matter? Cat got your tongue? Oh, wait, there's no cat to get it. America needs a president who keeps their promises about cats.
Grab him by the pussy.
So, Joe, we're feline, like your presidency is a clawful catastrophe. This ad paid for by people desperately trying to attack Biden for something.
And we're back after this brief ad, folks, in this final part of the 2021 year in review. Now, in just a few days, mainly 4 days, it'll be the 1 year anniversary of the January 6th riot. Now, a lot of people reacted to it, but not a lot of people in the GOP side reacted to it as if some people are really supporting it. Some people are very angry, even some people on the right, in the left, in the middle, or anywhere, including the late night host, especially that one particular late night host, and that I'm talking about the host of The Late Show on CBS. Now, he was supposed to do it on his regular time on his taping, but instead, The Late Show guy decided to do his monologue and the entire show live after all of this happened just about a year ago. Here was his monologue from that January 6th insurrection reaction.
You know how you know it's live? If it wasn't live, they would edit out all this dead space I'm giving you right now. But I really want to do the show we're about to do, and I also really don't want to do the show we want to do, because Lord have mercy, there are some dark subjects that we talk about on the show occasionally, but I've rarely been as upset as I am tonight, and I'm sure you are too. Hey, Republicans who supported this president, especially the ones in the joint session of Congress today, have you had enough? After 5 years of coddling this president's fascist rhetoric, guess whose followers want to burn down the Reichstag? Because today, the U.S. Capitol was overrun for the first time since 1814, and a woman died. Who could have seen this coming? Everyone, even dummies like me. This is the most shocking, most tragic, least surprising thing I've ever seen. For years now, people have been telling you cowards that if you let the president lie about our democracy over and over and then join him in that lie and say he's right when you know for a fact that he is not, there will be a terrible price to pay. But you just never thought you'd have to pay it too. I really do hope you're enjoying those tax cuts. And those judges, because those judges are really going to be working hard. They're going to be busy throwing these idiots in jail. And by idiots, I include the Republicans who let this happen. Like you, Senator Josh Hawley, raising your stupid fist to the mob outside the Capitol. Look at that. It's like black power, but the opposite. There really should be a name for that. And obviously, he has to keep his fist closed, because if he opened it, you'd see all the blood on his hands. Speaking of which, how about you, Fox News? You think maybe years of peddling his conspiracy theories had anything to do with this? Oh, but come on, man. You know we have our opinion side and our news side. And come on, we're just trying to turn a coin for Uncle Rupee, you know? Sell a few lubricated catheters. Like those lubricated catheters, you know where you can stick your excuses and you can skip the lubrication. I'm sure you already know out there what I'm talking about, but it's the thousands of MAGA protesters who stormed the Capitol building. It's a horrifying day that will go down in U.S. history, however much longer that is. There's only one way to describe this.
Law and order.
Nope, that's not it.
American carnage.
That's the one. Johnny, tell them what they won.
A second Civil War and a Broyhill dinette set. You'll be eating in style in the smoldering afterscape. Back to you, Steve.
You see, today was the constitutionally mandated final step before a new president can get inaugurated, a joint session of Congress to basically rubber stamp the electoral votes. Except this time, over 100 GOP House members and at least 13 GOP senators decided to reject some states' election results over alleged voter irregularities. Those same supposed voter irregularities that Rudy Giuliani failed to prove to a single judge, no matter how passionately he farted. Well, this morning, at a MAGA rally right outside the White House, the president incited the mob to march on the Capitol building.
We're going to the Capitol, and we're going to try and give... The Democrats are hopeless. They're never voting for anything. Not even one vote. But we're going to try and give our Republicans... The weak ones, because the strong ones don't need any of our help. We're going to try and give them the kind of pride and boldness that they need to take back our country. So let's walk down Pennsylvania Avenue. We're going to walk down, and I'll be there with you. We're going to walk down. We're going to walk down anyone you want, but I think right here we're going to walk down to the Capitol.
For the record, if I said that, I would be arrested for inciting a riot. But of course, you can't arrest the president for 15 more days. And his followers did what he told them to do. Behave in a way that's, what's the word? Deplorable. They marched down Pennsylvania Avenue and stormed the barricades. Look at that. You still think walls work? Frightened Hill staffers were told to evacuate the Madison building as well as the Cannon House office building, with Capitol Police going door by door, running down the hallways. That's a very upsetting Paul Revere remix. The Red Hats are coming! The Red Hats are coming! Staffers were told to go to underground tunnels and take escape hoods to protect them from inhaling anything dangerous. Well, that's a bit of a surprise. From the look of those rioters, I would have guessed that they were the ones wearing hoods. And after the mob swarmed inside the building, Capitol Police released tear gas into the rotunda. Little late, fellas. That's like closing the barn door after the cows tried to violently overthrow the farm. A coup d'etat, if you will. And I hope you won't. Then these idiots broke into the Senate chamber, including this guy who stood at the podium. Remember this morning, the news was all saying Democrats now control the Senate? I'm going to say that report was a little premature. The Late Show is ready to project Senate control has passed to Majority Leader, shirtless freak in a Viking hat. Now again, Congress was in a joint session to receive the Electoral College votes, confirming that Joseph R. Biden would be the next president of these United States. But all of this Republican-generated chaos led to an evacuation of the chambers, and legislators were hustled to secure locations to shelter in place. A little question for the Republican senators who helped foment this insurrection. Why'd you run away? I mean, these are your peeps. They love you.
Why don't you hang out with your buddies, Marsha Blackburn, Kelly Loeffler, Ron Johnson, John, not that Kennedy, Kennedy? Because you can run all you want for the rest of your lives, but you can never escape the responsibility of what you brought upon American democracy today. And this was never some sort of peaceful protest. This was Charlottesville come home to roost on Capitol Hill. Look at these thugs. A guy in a QAnon t-shirt chasing a Capitol security officer up flight after flight of stairs. Nothing to see here, folks. Just a crowd of angry white people chasing a black man. Remind me, are we great again yet? The Justice Department finally responded with a strong show of force. I'm sorry, no, Jim, that's federal police tear gassing peaceful protesters so that the president could do a photo op. Jim, do we have the actual response, a photo? There you go. Nope, I'm sorry. No, that's during the BLM protests where troops were guarding a statue of Lincoln from black people. Now, in case you were wondering what kind of Americans would try to violently overthrow the government, you guessed it. It's this kind. Is it just me, or does that thing always seem to show up at only the worst events? You never read, the Confederate flag was seen today waving over free yoga in the park. One of these domestic terrorists even broke into Speaker Pelosi's office and put his feet up on her desk. Another one took to the Senate dais and reportedly yelled, Trump won that election. Ladies and gentlemen, I present the frontrunners for the 2024 Republican nomination. Over at the House chamber, there was an armed standoff between police and rioters at the chamber door. Well, thank goodness it was just a white person with a gun out there. If it were a black guy with a can of iced tea, it might have escalated. Now, an hour and a half after the Capitol had been stormed, President Jefferson Dufus finally weighed in, tweeting, I am asking for everyone at the U.S. Capitol to remain peaceful. Note the word remain. He didn't say leave. He's just saying stay there and remain peaceful. So peaceful like this? I am calling for all of the toothpaste to quietly return to the tube peacefully. While he who started this could not bring himself to stop it, we heard a very different message from the president-elect, who issued a challenge to the traitor-in-chief.
I call on President Trump to go on national television now to fulfill his oath and defend the Constitution and demand an end to this siege.
That's an interesting ploy. Luring the president out of hiding with the promise of national TV is like putting a little piece of cheese in a trap for a rat. Although, you could probably catch the president with cheese, too. Now, just a few moments after Biden stepped off stage, the violence stoker in the White House did release a video where he was supposed to calm things down, but instead he reiterated his false claim that the election was stolen from him several times and ended by saying this to the rioters.
So go home. We love you. You're very special.
Boy, that is a really weird thing to say to rioters. And I'm guessing tough for Eric to hear. Dad, I'm sorry I didn't riot. Love me too. I'm special. Hot tip for the rioters, by the way. I know you guys don't like to be told to wear masks, but those masks really would have come in handy when you're getting your picture taken while you're breaking the law. Hey, you know the people you were doing all of this supposedly to help? Well, those folks are out of power now. They can't protect you. As a matter of fact, they hid in the basement from you, and they will turn on you in a second because they believe in nothing but themselves. Speaking of believing in nothing, a reminder that the president said this to you.
We're going to walk down, and I'll be there with you. We're going to walk down. We're going to walk down. Anyone you want, but I think right here, we're going to walk down to the Capitol.
He kept saying we, but he didn't go with you. He does not give a damn about you. He went home to watch it on TV. You're just entertainment for him. And, of course, a steady stream of merchandise sales. Anyway, This isn't how any of this works. We don't decide elections on who's most upset. We decide them by who gets the most votes, portioned by state through a weird electoral college that was instituted to maintain the political power of slave states. It's a long story. But the point is, the person who screams the loudest doesn't get their way. That only works on family road trips, and you end up having Baskin-Robbins for dinner. And sadly, we should not be surprised by any of this. These people who stormed the Capitol today have eagerly swallowed divisive bullcrap at the president's rallies for 5 years. They now live in an alternate universe that is now collapsing in on itself. It's like a black hole of whiteness. Now, I've said before, violence is the last refuge of the incompetent. And if the last 4 years has taught us anything, it's that there are a lot of incompetent folks in our leadership. But I would invite all these disgruntled Americans to take a page out of Stacey Abrams' book. Don't endanger our country's greatest legacy, the peaceful transfer of power, just because your guy lost. Get out there and focus on winning the next round. Come on, Republicans. Don't go up to Capitol Hill for a government handout. Pull yourselves up by your own bootstraps and just work a little harder. And in 2022, when all of those Republicans who, make no mistake, are responsible for what happened today and are running for re-election, let's remember them for who they showed themselves to be today. Cynical cowards who believe the voters should not get to choose who governs this country. Let's hope the voters prove them all wrong.
I am telling you this here and now, after watching the monologue that the host of The Late Show on CBS has a lot of things going to his mind. And he is pissed off about it, very pissed. And I'm telling you, nothing upsets people more than to see people trying to do whatever it takes to get Donald Trump in power again. I guess this is the new America that we are living right now. And by the way, all of those people that went inside the Capitol building did what Trump told them to do. He told them to go to the Capitol because he said, "You can't take a country back with weakness. You have to show strength. You have to be strong." Well, I guess that's what he meant. And during that span, in the last few months after he got out of office, he still believed that the election was stolen from him. And so does his supporters. And speaking of his supporters, all of the Trump supporters, well, almost all of the Trump supporters that went inside the Capitol, went into the inside the Capitol building, got arrested. Which I know the reason why now, because I looked up some of the people that got arrested. They're all over social media. But what I didn't know is the cellular data at the U.S. Capitol building is very strong. They were able to track people down and put them on a no-fly list, and then they got arrested. And the Late Show guy covered everything up during one of his segments in his monologue called Seditionist Roundup, where he lists people that were arrested during the Capitol riot. And there's probably going to be more people that are going to be arrested or indicted or convicted or, you know, any of it, because there are a lot of people. And it will be covered probably next week. But until then, we're just going to have to wait and see. But when we return, we're going to get to listen to the Spider-Man theme song. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned.
At the Men's Warehouse, we've always offered the finest suits, the best tailoring, and the sharpest styles. Which is why we're proud to introduce the Front Butt Collection. Just zip up the back and face the day. You're gonna like the way your front butt looks. I guarantee it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we're back after this brief ad, folks. Now we get to listen to a song. If you have seen Spider-Man No Way Home, don't tell me. Don't spoil it to me, because I wanted to see it. But since the movie came out, it became the highest grossing Spider-Man movie ever. As people from the old days to the new days have gone to see it. And for the fact that, you know, the villains from the Sam Raimi trilogy and the two Amazing Spider-Man movies showed up, you know there's going to be trouble. And Doctor Strange's presence definitely helped too. So, if you have seen Spider-Man 2, you would have heard Michael Bublé's version of Spider-Man theme song a little bit. So, guess what? We're going to do it. Here to perform the theme song of Spider-Man, it's none other than Michael Bublé.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man, does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man. Is he strong? Listen, buddy, he's got radioactive blood. Can he swing from a thread? Take a look overhead. Hey there goes the Spider-Man. In the chill of night, at the scene of a crime, like a streak of light, he arrives just in time. Spider-Man, Spider-Man, friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Wealth and fame he's ignored, action is his reward. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man. Friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Well, fame, he's ignored. Action is his reward. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man. In the chill of night, at the scene of a crime, like a streak of light, he arrives just in time.
Thank you.
And that was Michael Bublé with his rendition of the Spider-Man theme song. Now, I hope people who have yet to see Spider-Man No Way Home would go to the theaters and watch it, because they're gonna like put that one on the shelf and release the digital and DVD versions of it real soon. So if you have seen it, do not spoil it, but if you haven't, go to the theaters. That is all I'm asking. But when we return, we're gonna wrap this episode up, so don't go anywhere.
Just a few years ago, I came out with my smash hit cologne, Manure. Manure, the new scent by Blake Shelton. And after settling a few Manure lawsuits, I've been on the hunt for a new scent. And thankfully, our new coach, Ariana Grande, inspired me.
That's some kind of like nighttime camo. I like it.
Nighttime camo should be the name of your cologne.
Oh, I like that.
In that moment, nighttime camo was born. What is day without the night?
Nighttime camo.
You can pick up my scent, but you can't see me.
It's nighttime camo.
The fragrance of the night. I'm on the hunt, and I've got you in my sights.
Nighttime camo.
Cloak yourself in Shelton.
Where am I?
Nighttime camo. The aroma that sneaks up on you.
Nighttime camo.
Made with only the finest ingredients. Wood chips, organic deer sweat, and just a hint of poison oak. Both silent and deadly. It's nighttime camo. Now you see me. Now you don't. Nighttime camo by me, Blake Shelton. The only fragrance that works as a cologne and an insect repellent. Take that, bug.
Folks, that is it for this edition of Random Stuff. Be sure to tune in next week for another two episodes of this season 2 of Random Stuff. So, good night.